Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. My first words today on the first day of the month. Good morning. It's 8:22 a.m. April the 1st, 2018. It's Easter. It's April Fool's Day. No, I don't plan on any April fooling. So I don't look for any clever audio. The fact that I'm getting out is enough of a joke, and it's a joke on me. So it snowed. It didn't snow a lot. It's just a dusting, a spare smattering of snow here and there. The ground was warm enough that it just, for the most part, wherever it hit, like sidewalks and streets and stuff, it just melted immediately. And it's cold. It's 20-something here this morning. I've had a lot of mornings lately where it's been 30-something. But I've been a little bit busy. Suicide Run is out. If you haven't discovered it yet, it went live last night. And today, so far, I've been working on Home Run. Because I just threw words on the page. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of stuff that's just sort of become refined as it's gone along. And so the last 10,000 words was dependent on things that did not get set up in the first 30,000 words. But it's sitting at 45.9, so I've got almost 46,000. The story's coming together. I like the way the story is going. The story has drifted a little bit from the 40-sentence outline, but it's still there. I'm still in the first half of the second act, so things won't start really getting resolved until we get to the other end of it. But I'm pleased with the book, and I'm sincerely going to work on the, today is not a work day. Today is a weekend, and I'm claiming weekends for myself. But today is a play day, and so I intend to play in the book a little bit today. I don't know if I'll get 5,000 words, but I'll get a few words. I'll get a little momentum going again after the frenetic writing of Novelrama. Thirty-five thousand words in 4 days. That was pretty good. The thing is that it's not something I can do all the time. It's not something I can tell everybody in the house to hush up, leave me alone, because I got till Monday night. So I have to sort of find a pattern that I can live with. Wood smoke. It smells good. I love the smell of wood smoke, but I have family members who are sensitive to any aroma that is not cleaning fluid. Ammonia is fine as long as it's in the floor washing detergent or being sprayed on windows. But so not terrific in cat boxes that need to be scraped. At any rate, it's also like, you know, smoke is a problem, lilacs are a problem, any flower with a strong scent is a problem, perfume is a problem. Incense is death, apparently. At any rate, I do like the smell of wood smoke. Particularly wood smoke on a chilly, fresh, crisp, cloudy, snowish, damp morning. Oh, the duck. All the days I have made this run, 1600 and something, I never noticed that window had an arch over it. I'm walking along, and I glanced up and saw this odd shape. Of course, to be fair, it's not really visible when the trees have leaves. I can only see it because all the trees are bare, and the leaves are brown. No, and the skies are gray. California dreaming on winter's day. Anyway, it's actually spring. I'm really kind of surprised that we haven't had more snow. This year's been a really, really low snow year. Snow season isn't over yet. We still have the potential, at least. The forecast is calling for more snow. Light snow today, and then 72 tomorrow. When you say it like that, it just sounds so weird, but that's how it goes here. So one of the things I was doing is I was looking around in Amazon to see if there's anything interesting, reading BookBub ads and see if there's anything I wanted to pick up. The answer's no, not today. But all of the ads that are, if you like this guy, then you'll love this book. This story is Stephen King meets Isaac Asimov, you'll be thrilled. Actually, I won't be anything, because anybody who thinks that they're Isaac Asimov and Stephen King in one package is automatically lacking a bit in terms of credibility, as far as I'm concerned. But it turns out that I am pretty much, I'm a curmudgeon. I have significant curmudgeonly attitudes about stuff. I have to try to remember that all the people who are breathlessly discovering ebook pricing and asking their peers, what should I price this book at? It's like, dude, anything between $2.99 and $4.99. Pick one. Go for it. Stop fucking around. Sorry for the F-bomb. But reading about it made me want to change all my book descriptions, too. If you like Stephen King, if you're a fan of Lois McMaster-Bujold, if Patterson makes your heart go pit-a-pat, then go read one of their books, because I'm not them. I don't know. I'm just in an odd mood today, I guess. I've had my peanut butter toast. I'm gonna go home and have second breakfast here. I'll probably do oatmeal. I had eggs last night. Morning. eggs last night. I roasted a ham the other day, so we had impossible pie. Ham and broccoli, cheese, a little biscuit, some eggs. It's pretty good, if I do say so myself. It's a meal that everybody will eat, and it makes a little mess while I'm making it, but, you know, pie plate can go in the dishwasher, so I don't have a lot of cooking dishes once it's all put together. Makes clean up pretty easy. And it, you know, it's four eggs for a pie shared across four of them, so. Monk post. Oh, I didn't give you the warning, sorry. You can back up and say it with me if you want. I'll wait. No, I won't. It's just dumb. So yeah, I spent about an hour and a half this morning already on the new book, number 15. Gosh, that's impossible. Number 15, the last of the Smuggler's Tales. And I want to get at least, if I could get up to 50,000 today, that would be a good place to start tomorrow. Because tomorrow is a work day. Tomorrow is supposed to be a 5,000 word day. Tomorrow is supposed to be at least 5 hours. And I'm couching it in those terms, 5 hours or 5,000 words. Because some hours the words don't come. And what I find is that I do better if I have an end point. So for Novelrama, it was 10,000 words. But as I went further into the story, it becomes more and more difficult to maintain that pace. So I got 2 10,000 words in a row, and then 8, and then 6. It was actually 6,500. So I actually made the daily minimum every day, because the daily minimum was 6,250. I actually made the daily minimum every day, and then couple of days I did a lot more. So given that 5,000 words, I should be able to do 5,000 words. It doesn't seem like it would be that big a deal. Part of that is going to be the discipline to make myself come out and walk, in spite of the fact that I still have words to write. The last couple of days, I've been really focused on getting Karen's edits put into the book where I thought they needed to go in the book. There's a passage that I'm sure people are going to be confused by, except that there's two of them actually, that I need to use because they are the right words, the right phrases. And one of them uses the word way, as in the ship has too much way on it. And that was a phrase that Karen just had no reference for. And it's spelled W-A-Y, too much way. And if you understand where that comes from, it's a nautical term. The phrase is get underway. Okay, what does get underway mean? Well, it means to get moving. And it comes from an older spelling of the word that you might be familiar with, anchors away, meaning the anchor is now weighing on the bow of the ship. It's off the seafloor. It's away. W-E-I-G-H. And over time, getting underway used to be getting the anchor off the floor, off the sea bottom, and getting the ship so that the anchor was weighing on the bow of the ship. And since the anchor was not on the seafloor anymore, the ship could move. So you get underway, which has become underway, W-A-Y, which now refers to roughly, it's a jargon slang for how fast the ship is going. But we've got a little way. We've got steerage way. Steerage way means you've got enough movement on the ship, forward movement on the ship, that you can use the rudders to steer the vessel. So the steerage way, which is basically maneuvering power. So from W-E-I-G-H, away, to underway, to a little too much way. The etymology is pretty clear what that word means, but unless, and because it's jargon, it's specialized knowledge, so I struggled really. I thought very seriously about maybe trying to change that, but left it. There's another one called loadout. Loadout is both a noun and a verb. Loadout is the things you take with you. So you're going to load out a ship. So it means you're going to put the supplies aboard. You're going to put the things you need aboard. You'll load out. That's what goes into your backpack when you head back into the woods. You put a load out. Make a load out list and then make sure that you've loaded your backpack with all the stuff. And that's a less jargony word. Apparently there's enough people who don't know what that means that it might be a problem. Unfortunately, it's also the required word in the context, so I have to leave it. What's the other one? There's one more. Side towel. Now, this has always been... This isn't the first time I've heard a problem with side towel. I think it's because... it's a common word. It's a common usage phrase to me. It's a side towel. It's the towel you use when you're cooking. It's the towel that you put in your belt. You tuck it in the side of your pants so that when you need a towel, you pull it off and wipe down a spill or use it as a potholder or whatever you need a towel for. Good morning. Lady with two very rambunctious terriers. So, yeah, side towel. Most people think of it as a dish towel. You know, you throw a dish towel over your shoulder and you're doing dishes, so you got something to wipe your hands on. In restaurant parlance, that's a side towel. Because in a chef's uniform, it hangs from his belt on one side or the other. Beside his apron. Or her apron. It's a side towel because it hangs from her side. And I've always called it a side towel. Yeah, when I'm at the house, I use it cooking in my kitchen. I use a dish towel as a side towel. Drives my wife crazy because I'm always leaving them around. I can't do anything in the kitchen if I don't have a towel. This truck to go by. The side towel was one that she had trouble with. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.